Armadoxy for today, living water in my car. The fires swept through different parts of Los Angeles. People were evacuated from their homes as their neighborhoods went up in flames. When the all clear was given, families returned to find either a house standing or the worst. The news source was on 24-hour mode, whether on a phone, computer, radio, or television set. That news said where and when entry was allowed and what to expect in those burnt areas. The water supply has been compromised. Do not drink the water from the faucet. Drink only bottled water, was the first warning that came with the pass to return home. On my way home, stopped at the red traffic light, I had so much on my mind that I didn't notice the group of young people standing at the corner. Suddenly, they opened my car door, and they put two cases of water in the back seat. One of the guys asked if I wanted another case, and before I could answer, actually, before I knew what was going on, he put a third case on top of the two others. The light was still red. I looked up. Happy, celebrating, young people were holding up signs. Free water. I asked what was going on. What was the source of this water? They said they were from the Living Water Church. It's a church that's just up the street from us. In other words, the church was also in the danger zone, and yet their congregants were out on the corner sharing their fortune with others. I asked to find out the source of the water, and I got an answer, and it pointed to a deep spring. You see, living water refers to a passage from John chapter 7, where Jesus proclaims, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." There were no strings attached to this water. They only shared the name of the church because I asked. I tell you, if I didn't have a church, I would definitely consider going there. And in fact, I'm even going to play hooky one day to go there. What a beautiful gesture. My heart swelled when I remembered the words of our Lord. "I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. For when you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it for me." From the fifth hour of St. Nerses Schnorralis, I confess with faith, we pray. Spirit of God, true God, who descended on the River Jordan and in the upper room, who enlightened me by the baptism of the Holy Font, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Purify me again with your divine fire, as the fiery tongues purified the holy apostles. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.